Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting fifth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting 9th. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugle. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Dade reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to third. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano strikes out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Manning steals second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball four. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Date takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Lascano moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lascano scores. Wolford moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clyde fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dade moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade scores. Norris moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Wolford throws the ball into Moore, who tags Thornton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Norris scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bob McClure now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bando picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bando. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer bunts towards first. Bando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Mike Vale pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, Brewers, 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now catching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-to-4, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lascano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lascano. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Lascano steals second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Brewers, 5. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount bunts towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner pinch runs for Ben Ogilvie. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Date steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Norris is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Sixto Lazcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lazcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazcano moves to second. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil pinch hits for Gorman Thomas. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazcano scores. Davis moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Dave May pinch runs for Larry Heil. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pruitt for a passed ball. Davis moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.